There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
Shanti. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound, content to breathe his native air in his own ground, whose herds with milk, whose fields with bread, whose flocks supply him with attire, whose trees in summer yield him shade, in winter fire. Blessed, who can unconcernedly find hours, days, and years light soft away, in health of body, peace of mind, quiet by day, sound sleep by night, study and ease together mixed, sweet recreation and innocence, which most does please with meditation. Thus let me live unseen, unknown. Thus unlamented let me die, steal from the world and not a stone tell where I lie. This is a poem by Alexander Pope, written when he was just 12 years old, living in the countryside in some forest near England. a small boy is describing a life of contentment or to solitude is the name of this poem. Let me live unseen, unknown, and not a stone tell where I lie when I die. A quiet life, a contented life, with silent recreation. And yet, the life is full of joy. And yet, there is no wanting. Spiritual life is the silent life. It does not seek publicity. Rather, it detests limelight. The poet wants to live unknown, unheard. Anonymous. And anonymity is the beauty of spiritual life. Today we will explore one of the most beautiful concepts in the realm of spirituality. Loneliness versus solitude. What is loneliness? Is it same as solitude? Loneliness is the negative phase. Solitude is the positive phase. Dictionary might describe both as synonyms, but they aren't. Loneliness is aloofness. Loneliness is emptiness. Loneliness is vacuum. Loneliness is inner void, a blankness. Something is missing. Loneliness needs outer stimulation, either a screen or body. Loneliness is the black hole. Loneliness is beggar. Loneliness is the cry of the soul. And it is the breeding ground for all the low-level itch, low-level pleasures, when the mind feels lonely, it needs somebody else to fill. It needs some support, some fantasy, some imagination. Imagination is one of the most beautiful faculties a human being has got. He can use imagination to create beauty. He can use imagination to create poetries and songs and music. He can create a blossoming musical garden of purity with imagination. And the same imagination, he can create the forest of lust with weeds of sexual, sensual fantasies. In solitude, one drinks from one's own well. The life of solitude is the life of contentment, fulfillment, while loneliness is the breeding ground for all the beasts. Where the imagination runs rampant and it becomes vicious and dark and dirty. Where the person turns into an object. Where relationship becomes a business. Loneliness is the state of lack. Something is lacking. You want to fulfill it. You want to experience wholeness by merging in somebody else's body. It is the desire for the screen for stimulation. It is like a dead log of wood that needs electric current stimulation every few minutes. It is a dead machine, a dead battery that needs outer current. This is loneliness, akelapan. And it is at the root of all the vices. It is at the root of all the friendships. And in this world, there is no love. Love is found only in the poetries. And friendship only in the fairy tales. This is a selfish world. And every human being is so lonely, so empty. And that's why he tries to fill his emotional hunger with something from outside. He is ready to eat the trash from the gutter to quench his thirst and to fulfill his hunger, and yet remains unsatisfied, distraught. Loneliness is dangerous. And the society suffers from this disease. And humanity has this malady at its core. The creativity has been used in perverted ways. The sensual pleasures seek newness. And that's why there are so many perversions. And the mind becomes confused, not understanding this mystery of human bodies and human bodies' attractions. The second is the magic of the whole, and this is called solitude, ekant. This is the positive phase. Here, you don't seek anything. Here, you don't need anything from outside. You have fulfillment. You don't need external validations. You don't have to prove yourself to others. And you don't care about their honoring you or not honoring you. If they invite you, it is their fortune. If they don't, it is my freedom. My pleasure does not depend upon their hospitality. I am the empire of my own empire. I don't depend on anybody's praises, their comments, their views. Their invitations. Their appreciation. Their acknowledgement. I am my own sovereign. This is the magic of solitude. Ekant. You live a life of intoxication. You live a life of bliss. You live a life of completion. There is no hunger. And the greatest hunger is not the hunger of lust. And the greatest hunger is not the hunger of food. It is the hunger to become a guru. To rule over minds. In the spiritual world, the desire for fame is the desire for destruction. To be in the limelight is to invite your own spiritual suicide. Spiritual life is the silent life of contemplation, of bliss. Of inner joy. This is the magic of the whole. You are whole already. You don't need anything from outside. This is the greatest hunger that makes a man restless. Five seconds of powerful meditation and sakash to the world is greater than all those 100 speeches delivered in 100 years. There is more joy in becoming silent than barking. A man's wife was campaigning for an election. It was the last day of campaigning. They return home. And man says, I am very tired. I will just drop dead. I am so dog tired. I just want to go to sleep. The wife said, But it is, how can you get tired? It is I who made 15 speeches in a day. And husband said, but it is I who heard you. So who gets more tired? The one who gives speeches or the one who is hearing? When you speak, it is the ahankar ras that is fulfilled. It is even greater than the lust. The third is sovereign spirit. You don't beg. Beggars cannot become kings. There is no begging. Throw the begging bowl. You're already a king. You're already an emperor. You don't need any appreciation, acknowledgement. The nonsensical view counts. Or digital stimulations. A king. An empire. So enjoy solitude. And whenever there is loneliness and whenever there is emptiness, you become a beggar. And a beggar is begging all the time. Begging for what? Begging for somebody else's attention. Begging for money. Begging for things. Begging for love, begging for care, begging for attention, begging for appreciation, begging for acknowledgement. And in the spiritual life, there is no dearth of royal beggars. We call it seva. But in fact, it is the inner poverty. The desire to speak is also a sign of restlessness. That's why. See this 12-year-old boy who is talking. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound. He is happy with a small piece of land. The richer you become, the restless the mind becomes. Because there is no end. If you get 1 lakh, you want 50. If you want get 50, you lakh, you want 1 crore. The desire is endless and the restlessness remains the same. Content to breathe his native air in his own ground. He's happy with the air. He's happy with the freedom he has. The most important thing is to remain free. Absolute freedom. Absolute liberty. Sound sleep by night, steady and ease. Let me leave unseen, unknown, and unlamented let me die. Steal from the world and not a stone tell where I lie. So when you churn, the flip side of spiritual involvements, what you call seva, you understand that it was never a seva, it was just the expansion of your ego. It is the ego which is masquerading as seva. It was never a seva. It was just a deception of the mind. That's why. Mind is so restless. In spite of doing all the sevas, in spite of doing all the services throughout the day, when the night comes, people suffer from insomnias. Why? They need external stimulation. That means what they are calling as seva is nothing but an frantic attempt to fulfill the inner emptiness. A desperate way to fill the inner vacuum. So what is the method? The method is stop all the external stimulations. Think on the flip sides of all this ego expansion games. These are nothing but the games of the ego. And come back to the center. Where you are all alone in all your nudity, absolutely naked, without any labels, all those labelings all those degrees from the universities, all those batches, is nothing but a beautiful covering of the ego. Spirituality is about undressing all these masks, all these false layers, all these stupidities which we are calling as seva. Return back to solitude. Solitude is ekant. It is the positive state, an optimistic state, where you feel whole, where you feel content. There is no desire for exhibition. It is the fragrance. And yet, the fragrance will spread. The flower doesn't want, and yet, it will spread. The fragrance remains unobstructed, because it is real. So the magic of the whole. Loneliness is the vessel is half filled. It makes a lot of noise. Solitude is full. It doesn't make noise. And you become a sovereign, an emperor in your own right. You don't need any certificate from any institution or any organizer that you are spiritual now. You are an authorized spiritual personality. You don't care for anything because you know what you are. If you call, if you invite, it is your fortune. If you don't, It's my freedom. It's my liberty. So these are the three principles of pure life, and that will lead to Brahmacharya revolution. Om Shanti.
As a human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me, I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die today.